Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
I'm Ron, your host, and today's podcast is the family just expressing the simplicity of a heart that just hungers after God. A walk with God shouldn't be complicated or hard, because it's just our hearts yearning to be in a relationship with our Father.
Tonight we're talking about heart. Mm-hmm. We're talking about spirit. God's a spirit. Mm-hmm. And His priority is your spirit. Of course, we have a soul, we have a physical body, and those other aspects of our being will catch up. Mm-hmm. But He's concerned about the priority of our spirit, because He knows that if our spirit is right, if our spirit is connected with Him, everything else just falls in line. And I'm so thankful that He's made it that way, that there's that simplicity of just trusting, faith. I'm learning how to even more set my spirit on Him, mm-hmm. all day long, and keep it there, because that's what He's focused on. And so that's what I want to be focused on, is keep my spirit focused on Him. I just want to keep bringing it back to that simplicity, because I feel like we're opening a door for people to realize how simple it is to walk in the Spirit, to walk with the Father. Not all these rules, not all these great principles and all this stuff. It's just not that. It's a simple heart. If you have a heart to walk with Him, then every day you're going to open up to Him, mm-hmm. and you're going to cry out to Him, you're going to talk to Him.
When we were in Israel, one of the things that we were taught was to understand the connection between what we talk about as our heart and then what they talk about, their gut. Sometimes it's that gut level feeling that you feel and you go, I think I need to do this, or I should not do this, or whatever. It's that gut level, and that is connected. It's the same thing we're talking about. It's, man, I just feel like this is what I need to do or say or whatever. It's that gut level thing that is connected to your heart. I want to make it a step easier for people to understand that that is the level we're talking about.
Well, I'd like to add this real quick. David was a man after God's own heart. David in Psalm 51, my favorite psalm, mm-hmm. cried out, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." And I think that's the key. And I know if you've ever done anything seriously wrong, it hit you in your gut. People double over in anguish at the loss of a loved one, mm-hmm. at the realization of making a huge mistake. And I think you're right, Alan, about heart, gut. The one thing that I cry out, like David, create in me a clean heart, O God. And I think that as we do that, God is faithful to answer it. Like David, he had God's own heart because he asked for it. I think God wants us to have it. He wants us to have all His attributes. He wants alive in us. And I think that's a great place to start. Thank you, Lord. I take it.
Yeah.
I rejoice in joining David, being a man after God's own heart.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live behind the veil.